Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Farm Bureau Water Management Working Group is continuing to partner with other agencies to plan for the future needs of the state. Chairman Steve Coleman, who is a retired director of the Kentucky Division of Conservation, says the recent work on the Kentucky Drought Early Warning System is one of many accomplishments.
This drought early warning system, I think, is one of the evolutions that have come out of a lot of discussions in Kentucky through the Water Management Working Group, trying to give us indicators of how we can plan to the future and anticipate drought circumstances, but maybe better plan about reacting to those before we come to that very significant event.
Coleman says advanced planning is the key to making sure we're ready in case of severe drought.
We ought to be planning in advance to make sure we have alternate water supplies. I think that's a very significant role agriculture can play. Oftentimes we utilize day in and day out those domestic water supplies for livestock water or irrigation, whatever the case may be, but we need to be prepared for an alternate supply system, developing ponds and runoff off of roofs and cisterns and those kind of old technologies.
He adds the establishment of the Water Management Working Group was a step in the right direction.
Mr. Haney and, of course, the executive committee, and through their travels across the country and seeing the issues farmers in America were facing, oftentimes came back to the water issue. And I think that was very futuristic thinking of the board and Mr. Haney to set that Water Management Working Group together and that to task of ensuring agriculture has adequate water.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high-beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Water Management Working Group Chairman Steve Coleman says planning during good times will help us be better prepared.
Oftentimes, like California and Western states, they're reacting during the crisis, and it's often hard to make good, realistic decisions during those crisis times. Whereas in this case, Kentucky, with abundant water supply, continuing to have pretty good rainfall in the last several years, not experiencing drought, we can plan and be prepared for those times.
He adds planning is not just good for agriculture.
Partnering with all the other entities that rely on water. It's not just farmers, it's every one of us that rely on that resource day in and day out. So again, we need to understand from each perspective of how important water is to you and how best managing those resources for all of us collectively makes it better on behalf of all.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.